USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is reporting it encountered more than 234,000 illegal immigrants at the southern border in April, the most ever in 1 month. Those encounters included people who reported to authorities at legal ports of entry and those caught crossing illegally. About 23,000 illegal immigrants who went through a border crossing in San Diego included Ukrainian refugees admitted through the process known as humanitarian parole. Steps are being taken to ease the ongoing nationwide baby formula shortage. Abbott, the company with a shuttered plant in Michigan, has entered into a consent decree with the FDA in a bid to restart production at its facility. A court must approve it, and initial requirements to restart the plant must be met. When that happens, the facility could come back online within 2 weeks. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring into the season with an Amazon Prime membership. With exclusive shopping, entertainment, and savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money as we clear out the old and make way for the new. Best of all, Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership for qualifying government assistance recipients, including SNAP, EBT, and Medicaid, with all of Prime's benefits at just half the cost. Make spring cleaning a breeze with exclusive deals and savings on your favorite cleaning and organization products. Plus, members can use Subscribe and Save so you never run out of home necessities and get fast free delivery on millions of items. That's not all. Accomplish any spring cleaning task with ad-free listening of 2 million songs, thousands of stations and playlists, and thousands of podcasts with Amazon Music. Get quick relief for seasonal allergies with fast free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and exclusive savings at more than 60,000 local pharmacies in the U.S. To learn more, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
Another day, another record high at the pump. Today's AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is now $4.52 a gallon, forcing some drivers like this man in Michigan to get creative.
I just popped $20 and just to put my tank back to full because it's $120 to fill this truck up.
Gas is above $4 a gallon in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest growing city in northeast Alabama jumped 2 spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
We're learning more details about a shooting at a church in California on Sunday.
Authorities in Orange County, California say hatred against Taiwan motivated a Chinese-born gunman from Las Vegas to open fire on the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church. Investigators say David Chow chained the doors and used super glue on the locks before he opened fire. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says one parishioner, Dr. John Chang, is a hero in the incident.
It is known that Dr. Chang charged the individual, the suspect, attempted to disarm him, which allowed other parishioners to then intercede, taking the suspect into custody.
Chang died, but Barnes says his actions probably saved the lives of dozens of people. 5 were wounded in the attack, which is also being investigated as a hate crime. Chow is being held in lieu of $1 million.
Kenneth Burns reporting from the USA Radio News, New York News Bureau. That suspect is due in court later today. More voters are making their voices heard on Tuesday. 5 states are holding primary elections, and at least 3 could all play a role in which party controls Congress after the midterms in November. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Kentucky are all filling Senate seats. The Eastern Conference NBA Finals begin tonight with the Miami Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. Tip-off is set for just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.